Is Simon still outside Pesach?
He's back in Israel now.
Oh, shame. But he had such a hard time with all the animals today. And the lions, and he just couldn't deal, so he had to not come into work. Is that right?
I got a message from him saying he's catching up on laundry and unpacking things and some administrative things to catch up on. And he'll be in the office tomorrow, and we'll be happy to see him.
I hope that he bought you some very nice presents. That's all I have to say.
I asked him for biltong.
Well, at least you can get the biltong through Israel, whereas in America, it's impossible. Now, Pesach, moving on to some slightly less important issues than biltong. What is going on with moral barometers and virtue signaling? These are terms that we're hearing more and more often these days. But for people who are not in with the media jargon, what does that mean?
All right, so the moral barometer, that's the primary issue here. This conversation was triggered by a column in The Guardian by a columnist named Owen Jones. And he basically used raw numbers to smear Israel. He talked about how many Palestinians have been killed over the last couple of years, and he cited B'Tselem figures. And then he held up the number of Israelis killed. There's like a big disparity between the two. And he wants you to feel guilty about the fact that so many Palestinians have died and, you know, nothing seems to be happening to the Israelis. But the problem with his argument is that he strips the numbers of their context. And when you do that, that's what we call using casualties as a moral barometer. The number of Israelis killed in shooting attacks and car bombings and suicide attacks and stabbings. We don't apologize for surviving all these attacks, but the low number isn't for lack of Palestinian effort. And that's the problem that Owen Jones makes. He just holds up numbers. He doesn't explain what they're about. And it's a big problem.
Yeah, it's interesting. Owen Jones is kind of a funny figure in the UK, because on the one side, he's sort of very heavily responsible for the rise of Corbyn. And he definitely comes from that sort of left-wing side of things, but he isn't someone who necessarily always lacks nuance. So for someone like him to just trot out raw figures like that, is unusual in my experience. I mean, perhaps you know him a bit better.
Yeah, it is unusual in commentaries. Usually we see this phenomenon in things like infographics and bar graphs, like, for example, during the 2014, you know, Gaza war, Operation Protective Edge, we saw all these different bar graphs show 2,000 Palestinians killed versus something like 60 or 70 Israeli dead. And when you just look at these bar graphs and, you know, the red bars, you know, representing the Palestinians, they go up and up and up. And the blue graphs representing the Israeli casualties are relatively low. Again, it's a visual way to try to make you feel bad. It's a visual way to try to make you feel guilty. But if the Palestinians were able to outgun the Iron Dome, overwhelm it, or like find a way to neutralize it, they certainly would. And I'm not going to feel guilty for the fact that Israel defends me. I don't feel guilty about the fact that, you know, we're here and that we're successfully defending ourselves.
Yeah, and I think it also puts quite a disturbing logic into the conflict, right? As if we have more Israeli casualties, then somehow this will be more fair and everyone will be more happy, which is kind of
It makes me wonder how many Israelis would have to die to make Jones feel better. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, exactly. It is a little bit macabre. But anyway, good to be able to
that
out.
I just wanted to like touch on like real quick, the idea of virtue signaling.
Oh yes, of course, right.
Yeah, so virtue signaling is just like an internet term for just like sounding off it's just a term for sounding off on some issue to make you sound like you're a holy roller and having, you know, what to say. That's all it is. It's very shallow.
Yeah, it's all, you know, it's you know those ones where somebody on your Facebook puts out a mildly political post, then you know this person has no clue about politics.
And exactly.
Then, and then even worse is in the comments section where underneath where someone is going, "My leader, well done, and this is so clever that you've put this out," and you're like, "Dude, come on. You've never
Exactly. Even, anyway. So that was the equivalent in the Guardian.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good to know that you're keeping track of it. Pesach Benson from Honest Reporting, thanks so much. We'll chat to you next week.
Thanks for having me, Benji.